With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin State Senate has passed a $133 million package to combat contamination from forever chemicals. The bills now go to Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Republicans and Evers have long clashed over how to address PFAS pollution. The 2023-25 state budget established a $125 million trust fund for dealing with contamination. Evers vetoed a Republican bill in 2024 that would have spent the money. The fund now stands at $133 million. The Assembly unanimously passed two bills in February that would spend about $132 million from the fund on remediation and $1.3 million from the state's general fund to administer the spending. The Senate voted Tuesday to send the proposals to Governor Evers for his expected signature. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking a shot at expanding sports betting in the state. The state legislature gave a final approval Tuesday to a measure that could allow tribes to offer online sports betting available to people anywhere in Wisconsin. The move comes just as the NCAA basketball tournaments get underway, one of the most popular betting times in the U.S. But the Wisconsin measure still needs the signature of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, and it would not take effect immediately. Wisconsin would become the 32nd state to allow online sports betting. A total of 39 states already allow at least some type of sports betting. A photography and poetry exhibit opens today at the Minocqua Public Library. Lakeland area photographers took inspiration from poems by a local naturalist. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares the story.
Naturalist John Bates has written collections of poetry inspired by the world around us, including Cold to the Bone and The Birds Are Singing in the Snow. Poems from these collections were the inspiration behind the latest exhibit from the Lakeland Area Photographic Club.
I was very inspired by the poem Stepping Across a Border, which really explores the connection between between humans and what it means to venture into the unknown.
That's Christina Myers. She's the club's president and one of the photographers in the exhibit titled Photo Poetry, When Photography and Poetry Come Together.
We really wanted to kind of join the, you know, visual images of photography with the language of poetry and see how we can better explore the photography medium through poetry.
The photos and the poems that inspired them are on display now through May 20th at the Minocqua Public Library. There's an opening reception this Saturday, March 21st, where Bates will talk about his poetry and some of the photographers about their work.
I think art is such a vital part of the human experience. We have club members from hobbyists to professionals, so all sorts of skill ranges and levels and all sorts of interests. It's just a great place for camaraderie and also for exploring the medium and especially getting the public engaged with art as well.
The exhibit and opening reception are free and open to the public. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Firefighters needed to reroute around a road blocked by a snowdrift on the way to a fire in the Oneida County town of Stella. On Monday, firefighters from Stella, Pine Lake, and Pelican were called to the fire on Spafford Road. While on the way, Pine Lake firefighters got word from dispatch that a section of Spring Road was impassable due to drifting. Pine Lake Engine 1 and the Stella Department had to reroute. The first people on the scene found smoke coming from the roof and the chimney. Firefighters were able to attack the fire from inside and contain the fire to the chimney and the attic area near the chimney. Cleaning up after 30 inches of snow sent some people to the hospital. Stephen Muley is an emergency medicine physician in the Wausau area.
We've seen people slipping on the ice and, you know, with head injuries. We've had, you know, ankle injuries, back pain, and even heart attack, either related to, you know, slippery conditions or exertion.
Muley says small adjustments can make a big difference.
Smaller shovelfuls are going to be easier on your back. You're less likely to injure yourself. Having proper footwear where you're not as likely to slip. And then, you know, if you're experiencing chest pain, discomfort, anything while you're shoveling, you got to stop.
With roads cleared now, more people may be coming in for treatment who couldn't get through before. As the cleanup continues, doctors say to take it slow, stay aware, and don't push yourself too far. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. New research from Yale University suggests healthy levels of livestock grazing can help lock carbon into the soil long term. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Some carbon in the soil returns to the atmosphere fast, in just years or decades. But soil ecologist Shang-Shi Liu at Yale says,
Some forms of carbon in the soil can stay in the soil for thousands of years. So that's a really long-term carbon reservoir.
This is helpful for mitigating climate change. And grassland grazers like cattle and bison can help with this because when they munch on plants, it can prompt the roots to put more compounds into the soil that tie up carbon long term. Their manure can stimulate soil microbes that help too. I'm Celia Yopis Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.